They reclined, they laid on one shoulder. But the Pharisee was surprised, or one arm, but the Pharisee was surprised when he noticed, now watch this, you'll see the legalism of the Pharisees are looking to trap Jesus. Verse 38, but the Pharisee was surprised when he noticed that Jesus did not first wash before the meal. Y'all, this is not a hand washing like what we would call, be sure to wash up before the meal. This was a ceremonial thing that the Pharisees practiced. And you had to have a clean vessel, which is, they didn't have running water. They didn't have plumbing like we have today. You had to have clean water in it, and they would dip their hands in this water, and they'd go through this ceremonial thing of just right. Everything had to be just right. And then they would hold their fingers like this and let the water drip off their fingers. And it was a ceremonial tradition that they had. Now, you got to understand this. If you were poor, you couldn't practice this because you had to, number one, Pharisees usually were the ones that had the money, and they had servants that would make sure the vessels are clean. They made sure they went and drew some good clean water. They had the means by which to practice this ceremony. Jesus walks in, and Jesus, I believe, purposely walks right past it in order to point out these truths that we're reading about right here in the Bible. And so they're looking at Jesus and they're saying, oh my goodness, I can just see them murmuring to each other. He didn't wash. Well, I thought he was a rabbi. I thought he was a Jew. Well, he didn't wash his hands. I mean, you can just see the words going around. Now, part of the culture of the day is to leave, the Pharisees would leave their door open so that those who are outside could peer in. That was so that they could see in. They were very proud of the fact that they were so religious. They were very proud of the fact that they could do these things and practice these ceremonies, and they knew that the poor didn't have the means to do it. And so they took great joy in allowing the common folks outside to see in what was going on inside as they celebrated. And what they thought is, oh, those poor folks out there, they must be looking in here and thinking, oh, how holy y'all are. God must be so pleased with the way you just washed your hands. God must be so pleased with the way y'all conduct business in your home. And so they wanted the poor folks to look in and just see how holy they were. Remember, the Bible says they'd make their phylacteries long in their prayers, and they wanted people to see them, and they wanted people to realize that they are in an exalted position. But when Jesus is looking at them, he's seeing that they're really poor and wretched and needy, that they had not the love of God in their hearts. What they had in their hearts was darkness instead of light. And so look at what happens, verse 39. And that gets us, again, back to let God examine your heart. He does it to help you, not to harm you. And then thirdly, let Jesus cleanse you on the inside, because I want to connect this together. Then you will be real on the outside. You see, Jesus wanted to cleanse the inside of the cup, not the outward hands, not with some tradition, not with some ceremony. He wanted to purify their hearts and forgive them. You know, it's interesting to me, and you can't help but to think this. Here is the Lord Jesus Christ. Standing before them is Almighty God. 100% man, 100% God. The very one by whom they practiced the traditions of Moses, that they had learned from Moses, all of those traditions, all of those ceremonies pointed to Christ. The very God himself, Christ, their sacrificial lamb, is standing and eating with them at their table. And you say, how does that apply today? Because Jesus was in an earthly body there. He was in a physical form. I'll tell you how it applies today. Today we're going to take communion. And I can assure you that Jesus Christ is going to be in this room. We're going to be at another table, not 2,000 years ago in a Pharisee's house. We're going to be at the image of a communion table. And as we take of the wine and we take of the grape juice, but as we take of the grape juice and as we take of the bread, we're doing that symbolically to point that Jesus Christ, we believe in you. We've received you into our hearts to change that from darkness to light. We've received you in our hearts to cleanse us from all sin. And so today, Jesus is in here, and you know what he's doing with us? The same thing he was doing with them 2,000 years ago. He's examining our heart. Look at what Jesus says. Look at verse 39. Then the Lord said to him, now then, and he's not being ugly here, he's being truthful. Now then, you Pharisees, clean the outside of the cup and dish. Now that had to confuse them. But inside, you're full of greed and wickedness. You know, the Bible talks about from out of the heart spring the issues of life. It's where our heart is where these things take place first. And Jesus is saying, look, you look good. You've got your ephods. You've got your beautiful robes. You've got all the ceremonial ornaments here in your house. You Pharisees are looking at each other to see who can be the most religious and the most holy. You Pharisees are looking out, and I can see your heart. You're not saying it verbally, but I can see your heart. And you see the poor, the needy, the common folk looking in to how you worship God. And they're looking in, and they just envy and wish that they could worship God the way you do. But they don't have the means to worship the way you worship. They don't have servants to go get them a clean vessel and to get them clean water. They may not have a home like you have with all the settings and the ornaments that you have to practice your ceremonies, but you are clean on the outside. You look great on the outside. You look holy on the outside, but your heart is evil and you won't even lift a finger for a poor person in need. And how can the love of God be in you if you see your brother in need and withhold your hand from him? That's a scripture we have in the New Testament. And so, he says, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. Look at verse 40. He's saying, you foolish people. What he's saying is you're missing it. I think that's what we would say in redneck languages. Hey man, you're just completely missing it. Jesus saying, you're foolish. You're missing it. He's saying, did not the one who made the outside make the inside also? Now think about that on a dish. Now, you wouldn't have a dish or a piece of pottery that one potter makes the outside of that piece of pottery and then another potter makes the inside of that piece of pottery. It's all formed at the same time. And he's saying, did not the one who made the outside make the inside also? Now, that's an allusion back to Jesus. Jesus created them. He's saying, did I not make the outside and did I not make the inside too? He's saying, but now as for what is inside you, you see, Jesus was not even concerned about what was outside of them. He was not even concerned with that hand-washing ceremony and all that legalism. It was about the heart. He says, but now, as for what is inside you, now watch this, because this is key. He says, be generous to the poor, and everything will be clean for you. Now, don't misunderstand that. Jesus is not saying if you do all these works and you go be generous to the poor that suddenly it makes you a Christian. What he's saying is if the inside of you is clean, then you're going to look at these poor that are outside peering in, and I can just see Jesus as he says this. But now as for what is inside you, then he points to the door. Be generous to the poor with a big smile and everything will be clean for you. In other words, get your heart right with God first. Get salvation. Believe in the Lord. Repent of your sins. And then watch what God does in your life. He'll change you from the inside out. And you'll look at the poor. And now you won't see them with, look at me. You'll see them with eyes of sympathy, eyes of compassion. And you'll welcome them into your house. And you'll let them participate with you. Does that make sense? Because love now would be in the heart. The light that was within them was darkness. Jesus had already said, if the darkness that is in you, how great would that darkness be? He had said in verse 35, see to it. Remember, we looked at that last week. See to it. Work at it. Then that the light within you is not darkness. Therefore, if your whole body is full of light and no part of it dark, it will be just as full of light as when a lamp shines its light on you. You see, the verses haven't disconnected at all. What Luke is trying to point out is that Jesus knows what's inside us, whether it's light or darkness. And so that brings us to our final point of let Jesus cleanse you on the inside and you'll be real on the outside. You know, Jesus later tells them that they are actually blocking the way of those that were seeking the Lord. And I want to ask you, what about us today? What about you and I? What does God see? When he looks into our heart, not the clothes we're wearing. I wanted to wear a real dirty shirt today under my suit jacket. I thought, man, I got some real greasy, dirty clothes, you know, that are all greased up and stuff, especially from when I took the transmission out of that Nissan. And I pulled the transmission, that standard transmission out, and I forgot to drain all that gear oil out. And the tail end of that transmission turned upside down on me, and all that stinky gear oil poured out on me, and I couldn't get it off of me. I couldn't get the transmission off of me. Teresa had the dryer going. She couldn't hear me, and I was hollering, Teresa, help. I wanted to keep that shirt because I love the smell of grease. But I couldn't find that shirt. But I wanted to put one on and show you, I can look good on the outside. I've got a tie on. I've got this nice jacket on. My hair's all combed. I've got on some cologne, antiperspirant. Look good on the outside. But did you know that I can be completely filthy on the inside? That without Christ, it is nothing but, what do you call that thing with a pig? Putting a pin in the tail, what is it? Put a bow on a, how does it go? Not pin a tail on a donkey. When you put a bow on a pig, it's still a pig, whatever it is. We can do that, but it doesn't change who we are on the inside. What changes us who on the inside is Jesus Christ. And so let's examine our hearts this morning. Let's spend a moment in prayer. And after I pray, I want to ask our servants to go ahead and come forward, and we're going to take of the Lord's Supper. But let's spend some time in silence in prayer just for a moment. And I want to ask you before we pray, what about us today? What does God see? What is He convicting you of right now, this minute? Let's pray. Father, your word says in Jeremiah 17:9 that our hearts are desperately wicked. Who can know it? And Lord, you're the one that sees it. You alone can cure it. And Lord, as we come together today to take of the Lord's Supper, Lord, we take this with all seriousness. And Father, we pray that as we take of the bread and take of the cup, that we're reminded of that great sacrifice that you paid for us, that we could have victory in Jesus Christ. And Lord, that our lives would reflect, not on the outside, but that our lives would reflect on the inside what you came to do, that brand new nature. That you would fill our hearts with love where legalism has taken over. That you will fill our hearts with compassion. That, Lord, that you would give us the desire to pray for the lost and to help those that need you, and to tell them in truth that you are King, that you are Lord, and that you died in their place, took their sins, bore it in your body, that they might become the righteousness of God in you. Lord, we thank you for that. God, we love you. We ask you to forgive us of all of our sins. Forgive us of any sin that you've brought to our attention that is dividing fellowship with you. And Father, we invite you at this moment to dine with us at this table. In Jesus' name, amen.